Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm still not sure who Stoney picked last week. Welcome into the picks, brought to you by Shaner Roofing. The standings update. Tom with a 2-game lead. I'm sitting in second. Heather in third. John and Greg tied for dead last.
Hey, at least we're not alone.
Misery loves company.
Somebody's above 500, actually.
You are by a game.
We're going to start in the SEC. Game day is in Athens, Georgia, or as they say in Illinois, Athens. Georgia is a 7.5-point favorite over Ole Miss. Let's start with Jim.
The only other time Ole Miss hit the road was Kentucky, and they struggled. Georgia should be able to run the ball on one of the worst run defense in the SEC. Give me the dogs.
This is tough just because, I mean, yeah, Georgia should be able to run the ball. I'm not sure I like 7 in the hook for Georgia, even though it's going to be down in Georgia. But I can't go against the dogs. I just don't trust Lane Kiffin, and I just don't trust Ole Miss. So give me the dogs.
All right, Heather. Going with the Rebels. Revenge game for Georgia. John, that hook is enticing you to take Ole Miss. Don't do it, Georgia.
All right, so I was really torn on this game, and I'm listening to all your guys' input. And you swung me, and the hook is a great point by Greg. I do wonder if Lane Kiffin will ever break through. Well, I've always asked that about James Franklin, and look what happens. Right. he's SEC James Franklin.
Oh, no.
And there are some numbers here to support Ole Miss. They've won 3 straight games against top 10 teams. It's a little surprising, right? Also, Georgia has trailed at halftime in 3 of their 4 SEC games. So, yeah. Slow starters, but... this is where the dogs come on and start making their march.
Lane Kiffin getting fired in 3 weeks. Let's go to Provo, Utah, in the most aesthetically pleasing game of the week. Utah at BYU in the Holy War. Red jerseys versus blue jerseys. The Mountains. John.
I don't know what to make of either of these teams. And BYU has done an amazing job of losing their quarterback literally days before they went to camp. And it doesn't look like it's affected them at all. But I just like, I think Utah is, I don't even want to say they're better coach. I think this one is so tough, but I'm going to go with the Utes.
Heather. That's 2 for Utah. Utah can win on a ladder day. Give me baby-faced Bear Bachmeyer and the Cougs.
I'm going to go BYU too here, and I know the hook is, again, enticing you to take BYU. Kyle Whittingham usually gets his team in a pretty good position about this time of year, and then they fall apart. So I'll go with BYU at home.
I think Utah wins this game, but I think BYU makes it close, just like last year. Give me the points.
We like Cougars.
Yeah, we do.
To South Bend, Indiana, Notre Dame is an 8.5-point favorite over USC. Heather. Going with the Irish. How can I pick against that? Give me Notre Dame.
I'm going to go with the Trojans here. Third highest scoring offense in the country. They post points. Big spread here. Backdoor and play even if Notre Dame dominates.
And Notre Dame has dominated since picking up their second loss. They're 4-0, winning by 119 points. They will run the ball. They will bully ball. I will take the Irish.
Somebody told them Notre Dame would miss the playoffs.
I'm going to go with USC because even though I don't know that they win this game, they just have a lot of different ways that they can score points. This is a prolific offense, and they're not going to do what they did against Michigan, but I do think, coach, drawing a blank on his name.
Lincoln Riley.
I think he is really starting to find his way as a play caller with this offense in USC. So give me the Trojans.
Let's go to big news Saturday. Washington at 9 a.m. visits the Big House. Wolverines favored by 5.5 points. And now that I've gotten two of these Michigan games right, I'm going to go with the Wolverines in a bounce back spot. Michigan.
So devil's number here. We don't know if Justin Haynes is playing. It puts us in an impossible spot on Friday morning to pick this game in my mind because I think he's really determining my pick. Because if he doesn't play, and I think he probably won't, Washington's got the 7th best run defense in the country. And you don't have your best running back. Bryce Underwood's going to be slinging it and running all over. I just don't see it. So because I don't think Haynes will play, I'll take the Huskies.
I absolutely hate this game. Because I'm going to pick Washington, but I'm well aware this is a 9 a.m. kick for them coming west.
UCLA won last week at
9 a.m. I know. And I do think 5.5 is a powerful number for an offense that can get up and go. Jed Fish, I think, will have some plays ready on this Michigan defense. And I think you made a great note about Washington's run defense. Give me the Huskies.
Yeah, I mean, the run defense there. And Damon Williams coming off a historic performance for him. 400 yards throwing the ball, 2 touchdowns, 136 yards rushing the ball, 2 touchdowns. With some of the flaws that we saw last week in Michigan's defense, the fact that they just got pushed around on both sides of the ball, I'm going Washington.
Heather. Heather's been infected by the blue wall. Let's go to the NFL. Chargers, 1.5 point favorites as they host the Colts, Tom.
I am buying the Colts big time. Best offensive line, I believe, in the NFL. Playing one of the most banged up offensive lines in a stadium that doesn't really give the Chargers home field advantage. I think this is the easiest pick of the week, which is why I'll be wrong. But I think the Colts win, and they might win by disco type numbers.
I also really like this game. And I also really like the Chargers. Here's the thing. The Colts haven't played any good quarterbacks except Matthew Stafford. Well, what happened when they faced Matthew Stafford? They lost.
They should have won that game by a stupid drop ball at the end zone.
They could be missing as many as 3 corners in this game. I'm banking on getting Joe Alt back. I'm banking on the home team. Give me the Chargers.
So I was originally in on the Chargers, backs against the wall. And I say backs against the wall because they are tied for first in their division right now with the Broncos. But I do think the Chiefs are coming on. The Chiefs are going to get Rashee Rice. They know that this is kind of a must-win game for them to keep pace with where the Chiefs are coming from and I think where they're going. But, Tom, like you, I think this is a dominant offensive line. Jonathan Taylor is going to be able to run the freaking ball. And Daniel Jones, I just think there's some magic in what he's doing this year. And I'm not saying it's necessarily Sam Darnold-esque, but I think it might actually be better
than
Sam Darnold. And so give me the Colts.
Heather Park. Taking them Colts. I'm going to take the dad coach over the bro coach. Chargers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Eagles fly into Minneapolis. Will they swoop in and try to take out the Vikings? Eagles are favored by 2.5, Jim.
Vikings off a bye, O-line's getting healthy. Flores defense with all kinds of wrinkles against an Eagles offense that can't run it. Far too static. I don't care who the quarterback is. I think I prefer it's Carson Wentz. Give me the Vikings.
This is such a tough one, and I don't necessarily think it matters who the coach or the quarterback is for the Vikings. I think this is an Eagles team that was shamed by losing to the Giants. Defending Super Bowl chance. They've heard everything about Jalen Hurts can't do this, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley. They get back to their identity, and that's stopping the run. They get back to their identity offensively, and that's using Saquon in a number of different ways. I'll take the Eagles in this one.
Here's Heather. She'll take the Eagles, although that is a red-tailed hawk.
She went against her people.
That she did. Uh-huh. I will take the Eagles.
You're on Viking Island, Jim, because I'm going Eagles, and I think it's pretty strong here. I don't trust the Vikings offense to put up many points in this game. This might be an ugly Eagles get right game. They had that last year at New Orleans, and that started their surge last year. Kind of expect the same type of thing.
Finally, Monday Night Football. The Bucs roll into Ford Field. Lions favored by 5.5 points, John.
I think with a competitor like Baker Mayfield, he just simply finds a way. I think the Lions win, but I don't think they cover. So I'm going to take the Bucs and just that this is going to be a tighter game than the 5.5.
Thanks, Tony. Heather. She's taking the Lions. I'm taking the Lions in a bounce back spot. I don't care if Brian Branch is out. Lions are going to bounce back.
Lions NFL best 8-0 after a loss since 2023. That's straight up. That's not against the spread. I'm going to take the Bucs here with the points because I have a lot of respect for what they're doing right now. I think Todd Bowles has had success against the Lions offense. I think he knows how to take away the Lions run game. And that was against a better Lions offensive line in the past. And also, I think he dials up games that frustrate Jared Goff. The Lions have had to methodically move down the field against the Buccaneers in their games recently. This will be close.
Same comment. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah. Taylor Decker trending the right way. It's a big feather in the cap for an offensive line that's going to have a tough matchup against a good Bucs run defense. But I love the bounce back. And I love that the Lions are going to make a statement on Monday night. Give me Detroit.
Double digits?
By how many?
A touchdown.
So we are different on all three NFL games, Jim.
I need to pick up a couple games, so I'm thrilled with that.
We'll split.
How do you split in three
games?
Well,
we got the USC game different.
How am I losing to this guy? He doesn't even know you can't split three. It's the picks, 97.
Yeah, and they all got the hook, so you can't get a push.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.